Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today. You've heard me talk about my dog Tucker a lot on this podcast, and it's hard to imagine our family now without the joy that this little field spaniel has brought to our daily lives. That's when we were approached about advertising Superfood Complete on the show, and I said, well, yes, of course. Actress Katherine Heigl has helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, and she is seeing more and more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about, feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Dogs across America, just like my dog Tucker, are trying Superfood Complete and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/Zabe and order right now to get up to 50% off your regularly priced order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com. That's BadlandsRanch.com/Zabe today.
This is where the DJ talks. Don't say anything.
Okay. Oh, beauty, go. Okay. Good day and welcome to our single. I'm Bob McKenzie, and this is my brother Doug. How's it going, eh?
All right. Hey, Hoser, nailed it right there. We got stuff, Charge. Popping off left and right. Your NBA coach went off on his own team record hunting for their star forward, Karl-Anthony Towns. Audio on that to come in just a second. And my coach for the Bucks got fired today.
Yes.
Fired!
Half a season in. That's
right.
It.
Exactly.
With the 2 seed in the East, might I add.
Exactly. It is bonkers. Now, I had been hearing whispers about Adrian Griffin all along. It's a disaster. He doesn't communicate well. This defensive scheme he's trying to get him to play is junk. But holy shit, this was supposedly Giannis's guy. Giannis's handpicked guy. Last night in their way too laborious win over the Pistons, Giannis Antetokounmpo, two-time MVP, was drawing up plays on a sketch pad on the bench. That is
unreal.
Not a good look right there.
No. When your star player's like, I need to be the one who draws this up because we can't put the fate of this game in our head coach.
Oh my God, it's unbelievable. Well, while we're here on this square, let's talk about your guy last night. Your coach going off. I'll admit, first time I've heard of your coach because I really don't give NBA coaches much thought. His name is
Chris Finch.
Old Finchy was not happy after the game, even though Karl-Anthony Towns had 62 points, a new franchise record. Here was old Finchy.
Well, hang on. Let me set the table before you go right to the audio. Yeah. Let me set the table. Karl-Anthony Towns scored 44 points in the first half, Zabe. That is, I know it's a team record. It might be an NBA record. I lost track of that part. He had he was, I think, one of only like two or three players in the, I don't know, like the television era or something, the post-Wilt Chamberlain era. To go 20-point quarter followed by a 20-point quarter. And they're playing a bad team. They're playing Orlando. They got 9 wins. And everybody thought this team was just going to coast on the back of Karl-Anthony Towns. And they went into half up like 8. And just the assumption was that they were going to just murder him down the stretch. But what happened was they started record hunting and they started playing hero ball with Carl Anthony Towns. And Towns has taken all these shots he should never take, including the one at the final second of the game that they needed down by a point. And he decided to go 1-on-4 defenders under the basket to try to get the final shot and failed. He got hacked and they didn't call it, and it was a bad non-call, but he never should have tried the shot. And they lost a game they never should have lost.
They lose to Charlotte 128-125. Wah, wah, wah. Here was old Finchy after the game, not pleased at all with what his team did out there.
Feed a hot hand, look for a hot hand, but at some point we got to get back to making the right play. We got to get back to doing the right things. That's just, like I said, there's a lot of ways to be immature. There's always a lot of ways to be immature. And there was a lot of immature performances here throughout the roster. We totally disrespected the game, ourselves, and we got exactly what we deserve. So,
Chris, did you also see, did it turn into Carl trying to hunt like a big number?
And yeah, but for a while, it was going. But, down the stretch, we kind of dried up for us. But, So.
there you go right there. Unbelievable. What is going on in the association? Is it just now pick up hoops? And are these coaches being completely ignored?
He's a pretty good coach, and I like him. I respect him. And the players just got out over their skis on this, but I love the fact that he said all the things he said. Was like, this, it's bullshit. And he's right. And there aren't enough coaches willing to do that to star players like he did. And I love and respect him more for that. Ultra frustrating loss for a fan base, because you know what happens now in the age of social media, when your guy is a 44-point first half, everybody knows it's electric. Everybody's turning in. If you weren't watching, you watched.
Cats so on a heater right now. This. Yeah, exactly.
Right. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Look, so. Your T-Wolves are still in first place, 30-13 in the West.
Mm-hmm.
And we're praying for the Timberwolves, Bucks, NBA Finals.
Yes.
So we could just go, is it I-43 between the two cities?
No. 94.
94. The I-94 series, six hours with a couple stops at Quick Trip along the way. God, would that be amazing if that
all
happens.
Seven games, Zabe.
Oh, the
you
full
and
seven.
Me.
Yes.
All seven games.
My
yes.
God. Please, God, may it come true. Bless us with such an amazing thing this June. It'd be so fantastic. But the NBA is crazy. Now, the other big number last night was Joel Embiid was 70. A 70 burger against a guy in Victor Wembanyama, who I don't know if you saw this picture on social media. He's so big, Wembanyama, at 7'6" plus, and he's got a wingspan like a pterodactyl, that he was towering over Marvin Bagley III, who's a 7-footer, and made him look like a guard. The photo looks completely photoshopped. Wembanyama looks like a fucking alien. Literally, an alien is playing NBA basketball, and yet they lost. They gave up 70 to the other guy's big man, and this great coach, Gandalf the Woke, Greg Popovich, what's he doing? They've got 8 wins. I don't get it. Am I yelling? I'm yelling. Sorry.
You're yelling. So we almost had there was a threat that there was going to be 2 70-point games in the same night.
I know.
Of which we've only had 60 in the same night, six times in the history of the league.
Right.
And that, there was a point at which we were like, when it was, when Embiid hit his 70, Carl Anthony Towns had a third of the game to go, and he had 56 points. And we're like, this thing is in play. We could go 70-70 in one night. It didn't quite happen. I think Carl Anthony Towns ended with 64. So it was still close.
Yeah. And you could say, today's players are exceptional. And I don't disagree with that. The state of the art has been improved, and these are phenomenal players. I can also say defense in the regular season. Yeah, fuck all that. I ain't going to dig in and play defense. Now, the funny thing is, you've got Embiid not currently tracking to play the required 65 games to be MVP. So he
I didn't know there was a hard rule for that. Well,
they put that in this year because they're up for a TV renegotiation, and the networks are like, we're paying all this money. And then your star players on a Thursday after we've hyped it all week, Celtics, Bucks, they don't fucking play. That's sort of a problem. And they're like, okay, what can we do? All right, let's set an easily attainable minimum. You know, 65 games. That's still missing 17 games.
Right.
Damn near that's a quarter of the season.
Right. You get to take a game off every, 10 days or 12 days. You get to take a game off. And you can still make that math work.
Exactly. And so that's going to be interesting. Look, I really enjoy the NBA. I find it highly entertaining. I am all into it in April at the earliest. I'm more into it in May, and I am eating every bit of it in June, but usually not right now. But these things today kicked up. That's why we led with the NFL. Now back to football. A 50-burger, Church. The NFL posted an eye-popping rating for the Bills and Chiefs, to no one's surprise. Incredible back-and-forth game, scintillating, two classic rivals, two iconic quarterbacks, a banana ball missed field goal at the end from Tyler Bass, and a 50-burger. I've been seeing all the accolades, largest rating since. Fucking, here's all you need to know. Stack every one of the World Series games ratings on top of each other in a trench coat, they still aren't a 50-burger. Boom, done. Unbelievable.
No, all of them together. Seven-game series, and it wouldn't be that much.
Right. King football reigns supreme.
Yeah, it is an unstoppable juggernaut. We've talked about it before. 98 of the top 100 shows watched in 2023 were football. 95 of them were NFL football. And this is what people want and crave. They love the drama. They love the sport. 50 million people all watching one thing. You have to go back to, the last show of MASH or something, or the last show of Seinfeld, back before, before we had a million TV channels and everything else.
What was your take on that game? And I want the quick Charge take on all four games from the weekend, because you watch the NFL, know the NFL, love the NFL. Go ahead.
I do. All right. Well, let's
start
hit that
with
one.
Bills and Chiefs.
Bills, Chiefs. I thought the Bills played well enough to win. I wanted them to win, honestly. But Mahomes, who had labored for much of November and December, I thought played pretty well. His receivers suddenly were not dropping balls. And Isaiah Pacheco can play some football.
Oh, I love that
guy. He runs mad. And I love that. Bills, the missed field goal, I feel for the guy. This is a very Minnesota Buffalo thing. With all of our lost Super Bowls, with our kickers choking in the playoffs, which, it's so Minnesota. I'm so sympathetic to Buffalo.
Right.
And now they got and the other part of it I don't love. Man, Patrick Mahomes needs a foil, right? The Brady Manning. We need a foil for Patrick Mahomes. And Josh Allen's supposed to be that guy, but you have to win in the playoffs.
Yeah. And the thing about Bass is this, and we'll get to this with the Carlson conundrum we have here now in Wisconsin.
Yes, you do. Yes,
with
you do.
Your boy's brother. Yep. Tyler Bass had been 9 for 9, or as you like to say on Fantasy Football Weekly, 9 times.
Out of 9 times.
Times out of 9 times had hit the either tying field goal or winning field goal in the fourth quarter as a Buffalo Bill. What a fucking jinx that was, because that thing was a complete slice.
Yeah, very Gary Anderson, who, not that we're still counting, 1999.
Whoa. With all due respect, Gary missed his by a Kit Kat. This one was sailing right and going further right. Like, Gary
into
just
Lake Erie.
Tugged just a little bit.
Well, but what I was going to say about Gary, for those that
he
do
never
not
missed.
Remember.
He didn't miss all year.
He hadn't missed all year any kick, not one kick all year, until the one to send the Vikings to the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Unbelievable. So it's a tough one. You know, there's a lot of narrative thrashing going on right now about Mahomes and about Josh Allen. All I know is I'd have Josh Allen on my team anytime. Fucking stud. He's not perfect. He's not quite Mahomes.
Kidding?
But Jesus, hey, Bills, can you get him some more weapons? All right. Tyler Diggs is a shrimpy, temperamental little guy who's now pretty much fading out of being a dominant wide receiver one.
His dropped that bomb down the right side. I mean, that ball was perfectly placed, and the Stephon Diggs we've known throughout the last, 8 years makes that guy is, I don't know who this guy is, and it is not, he's not the same Stephon Diggs, and you can wonder if this is the end is near for Diggs.
Yeah. So also, somebody dragged up the old Buffalo Bills official Twitter account tweet about the trade, because you know they were the ones that gave the Chiefs the Mahomes pick, 10th overall in 2017. And the Bills tweeted out, this was from 2017, Bills receive the Chiefs first round pick this year, first round pick next year, and a third round pick in order to give up the 10th overall pick. So a first and a third for a switchy switch.
Yep.
And they said, thanks for doing business with us, Chiefs. Wow. At Chiefs.
Ouch. Ouch.
Ouch.
Oh, boy. Yeah, that one stings. Bills sent the Vikings Justin Jefferson to get Stephon Diggs.
Oh.
Yep. So when we traded Diggs, the pick we got, the first rounder we got, we used on Justin Jefferson.
Yeah. Okay, that said, you've got the Lions now through to the championship game. I am going to be pulling for them because I got to pull for the team that just fucking beat the Packers, and so I'm still raw about that. And, you know, the Lions are a great story, and I like, you know, Campbell, but I don't think they've got the juice to pull it off. I think this is where their magical run ends. I think the Packers had their shot at the Mighty Niners, and they grazed them by the ear, and they're off into the snowy woods like the Russian in Pine Barrens in The Sopranos.
It's a hell of a run for the Packers. They're playing with house money all offseason, or all postseason, excuse me. And now, looking forward, people feel great about where the Packers are, and rightfully so. Love looks terrific. A number of these young receivers are coming around nicely. The Packer fans I know, sure, they're disappointed they lost. They are ebullient over their future, and they should be way under the salary cap. All these young players, it's a great spot for them.
Do you think the Lions have it in them to go reel in the Niners?
I do.
Okay. All right.
I do. And my case will go like this. Then the Lions offensively can beat you a lot of ways. They can hit you with Amon-Ra St. Brown in the slot. They can hit you with David Montgomery up the gut. They can, Jahmyr Gibbs can turn a 4-yard reception into a 40-yard game.
How about that touchdown where it's like, all right, they got the angle on him. You got the angle.
Yep. It is. I mean, that guy's electric. And then Sam Laporta rumbling across the middle, playing on one leg, dragging one leg behind him. It's a great story too. They can beat you a lot of ways, and the Lions' run defense is really, really good. Nobody talking about it. It is a top five run defense. If they can put the clamps on Christian McCaffrey, not give up those big gains, and make Brock Purdy go beat you, and he still could. Brock Purdy's a perfectly capable quarterback, but there's your scenario to win.
Yeah,
you shut down McCaffrey. You get your handful of big plays from these offensive stars for the Lions. I think they're going to be competitive in this, and I don't think the moment is too big for them.
Yeah. Amon-Ra St. Brown is also one of my favorite players because for a little dude, he is a fucking beast. He plays way above his weight class. I think I could take him and Pacheco and a small cache of ammunition and invade a small country. Just me and those two guys. And I wouldn't be doing anything. I'd just send them out there because they're tough sons of bitches. Speaking of tough sons of bitches, how about their center, Frank Ragnow?
Left
the game with like a sprained knee and a sprained ankle and then sucked it up and went back out there to play some more and was on a play that scored a touchdown.
I thought when I saw that play go down and I saw him, hobble off the field and instant replay and they're showing his knee and ankle get all mangled. And I'm like, well, that's it for him. And there he is next drive. There he is. Like, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then the other game was the Ravens over the Texans, the least interesting. And now you've got the Ravens and the Chiefs. And get this, the NFL has assigned referee Sean Smith to do the game. Apparently, Sean Smith has the lowest average home field victory percentage of any ref in the league, of any crew chief in the league. The average is something like 59% across the board. Home teams win with all refs. He's a 40% home team wins guy.
Wow.
I mean, if you and your Mr. Tinfoil hat on the whole Taylor Swift thing.
I am.
We're going to be watching Sean and his crew like De Niro and Meet the Parents. Hey, Fokker, I'm watching you. Like, if the thumb is on the scale.
Yeah. Now, not only that, but I think you're referring to the same tweet that I saw today. The way that he loses games for the home team is all it's subjective roughing calls, roughing the passer, pass interference. It's all the subjective stuff that they do along the lines of roughing. And here's Patrick Mahomes, who has to be protected.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
There's a lot of advertisers that need Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce in this Super Bowl, Zabe.
Yeah, there's no way. 55% is the average home team winning percentage. 40% is what Sean Smith's home team percentage is. So we will be watching. Okay, the strategy blunder by Todd Bowles. I can say this with confidence. I'm 55 years old. I really started paying attention to the NFL when I was about 10, and I've watched it three fists full for the last 25 years. I have never seen a blunder like what Todd Bowles did. Also compounded by, let's give some shit to the Lions. And
they
and
let them.
Yeah, they're the ones that were snapping it early, like morons.
Yep.
And while we're pointing the dirty finger of blame, how about the fucking announcers? Tirico, who's normally very sharp on this, made no mention of it.
The
announcers don't even watch what we're watching at home to go, hold on a second. And the answer by Bowles, which was so stupid, well, they already had the field goal lined up. Game was basically over. Bruh. It's a 52-yarder. Those are missed, even
indoors, all the time.
You'd have 30 seconds left. He got it wrong on we'd only have 13 seconds left. But even if he had 1 second left from about the 50, fuck it. Take it.
Hail Mary. Yes. Hail Mary that. Yes. Look, the best thing he could – and I like him, by the way, as a coach.
I like him
as a person from what I know.
Right.
What he should have just said – he should have just owned it.
He should have said,
right? People respect you more when you just own your L's, and he should have done it.
Yeah, because, you know, he's secure for quite some time now. He's doing a good job down there, and they got a Baker Mayfield thing to figure out, but yeah, so we'll figure out that. All right, the Carlson conundrum. Look, we got a kid who's the brother of a kicker you guys cut after two games. He's no good. He missed more kicks this year than anybody. He missed a big kick against the Niners. I've seen enough. I said, look, the Vikings gave his older brother two games. That's too short. We gave him a whole year.
That's too long.
He missed everything in sight. And he may bounce back and be a good kicker later. But other kickers for other teams will get cut, and then we'll pick them up, and they could become good kickers with us. They are the most random thing in the NFL. And there's just not enough marginal difference to really obsess about it. I said if he wasn't a pick – a sixth-round pick, they would have cut him. If he was an If he was an UDFA, undrafted free agent, gone.
But wouldn't have made it out of training camp, probably.
Right, they're pick committed, which I find that mentality so fascinating in the NFL. Teams want to say, oh, no, we're analytically based, and we're just trying to get the best players. No. You do care about your picks, and you never want to admit you were wrong. That's another thing. They don't want to admit they were wrong. So I'm advocating cutting them loose, getting somebody else. Would you recommend that as a Viking fan who saw his older brother get cut a little bit early and turn out to be good?
Well, early. And yeah. I think that factors into this because for those that don't know, the brother that was with the Vikings, he missed two different game-winning opportunities against the Packers. And then they cut him the next day. The Vikings did. And now Daniel Carlson is literally the most accurate kicker in the NFL since then.
Right.
So the Packers, knowing that, I think that weighed on them. I think they're aware of the history with the family. And I think that they, a little bit of it is protecting that sixth round pick, which it's only a sixth rounder. Those guys almost never work out. So you shouldn't be indebted to those, but you know, they wanted to give him every chance. But the thing is, at some point when the playoffs start coming into focus for the Packers and you need to win out like December, which they ultimately do, you have to go, all right, we can't afford with the game on the line to have this rest on the worst kicker in the league. And they should. And you called it, Zabe. You called this during the season. You said they needed to make the move. They didn't. And it potentially cost them a trip to the NFC Championship game. Yeah. And by the way, they'd be rolling into the NFC Championship game as the hottest team in football,
with having just thrashed the Lions at Thanksgiving in their yard. It would have been unbelievable.
And gone to San Francisco and beaten them on their lawn. Unbelievable.
And, right. And my friend and now yours, Kevin Workus, who was with us in Minneapolis, Lion fan, who put on the purple jersey of, you know what, is undefeated because his girlfriend is from Minnesota. He put on the Viking jersey as a Lion fan just to be one of those guys. He and I had a pinky swear blood pact that we were going to go to the game if it was Packers at Lions. That get-in price ticket would have topped $3,000, I am convinced. It would have been so expensive. It would have wiped out all the gains from the four free tickets we got from Jeff Tyler by going to the Viking-Packer game.
No doubt.
So while I'm disappointed, I'm at least $3,000 richer. So there is that. Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today. You know, we're driven by the search for better. When it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't help you just hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. This according to a recent Indeed survey. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the show by saying you heard about it right here on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, while we're talking playoffs, what did you think about the decision by the Bills to perform a fake punt
with a guy who died
from their
year.
Own 30-yard line with Damar Hamlin, who has played, I think he played 17 snaps of football this year. So you got an ice-cold Damar Hamlin at that. What a bizarre choice.
On the one hand, well, they probably weren't expecting it. On the other hand, are you a fucking idiot? Everyone knows you don't run sneak punts inside your own territory, down just three, in a playoff game with a guy who died last year.
Right.
Don't do it. Yeah, I'm not a McDermott fan. I think he's a minus. I think they could do better up there, but they're not going to make a change. I don't see what is so great about him. Personally.
Well, I mean, they've had, you know, compared to where they were before him, especially. And, you know, he got Josh Allen to where Josh Allen is today.
That's true. He's also the guy that kept in the game Nathan Peterman in L.A. to throw four picks and a half.
I remember that. That's right. Well, like, I think they didn't have a choice, but yes.
No, you always have a choice. I mean, you could run it three times and punt the rest of the game. I mean, still let. I think Peterman ended up with six picks that game. I'd have to look it up, but it was an unbelievable shitty day. But all right, that said, do you or do you not have a strong opinion about the fumbling into and out of the end zone rule?
You and I have covered this. I'll be honest. You have swayed my opinion on it.
You used to be very much a fan of this is a bullshit rule. Change it. Make it a touchback or something.
The rationale for me originally being on that side was it's so punitive. You go from having but certain points and probably seven all the way down to now. The other team, not only do you get no points, the other team gets the ball at the 20, not even at the one, right? Which is where I think if they change the rule, I think that's where they're going to change it. I think they're going to put the ball at the 1 yard line.
For the defense. I mean, I look at it this way. Yes, it's very punitive, but it's a known rule. And guess what? Just deal with it. I don't want slappies diving at the 5. For the pylon, thinking, you know what? I got a free run at this because even if it goes out of bounds, I'm fine. I don't know how much that would happen or not, but it's a rule that honors the sanctity of the end zone. But I do love how violently mad some people get about it. I'm like, it's just a rule. Like, this got us to talking the other day, me and some friends, about the third strike dropped rule in baseball. You know, strike one, balls drop, it's still a strike. You can't go anywhere. Same thing for strike two. Strike three, you want to try to run
game
down
on.
The first?
That's right, yeah.
And as I've said about sports and you being a game aficionado, board game aficionado, the rules can be anything you want them to be. None of them are chiseled on tablets from the mountain high by the gods. They're just what you want to be. And they will change over the years. And they have changed over the years. Hell, I think the batting the ball rule, the illegal batting, is stupid. There was a call of that in the game because one of the Bills players saw the ball was loose. Josh Allen fumbled. He batted it out of bounds sideways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That apparently was put in after the Holy Roller with Dave Casper and the Raiders back in like 1982 or whatever it was.
I remember that because it happened to my Vikings.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
That rule had to change because the Vikings were victimized. And then the overtime rules had to change after the 2009 NFC Championship game that sent the Saints in. Now both teams get the ball in overtime.
Yeah, I don't care for it. Like, to me, batting the ball is such a rare thing. And there is no guarantee of strategic success. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you don't fucking know where it's going to go. But I get it. They're going to change the rules from time to time. A couple other things, non-sports related, before we're done. Kelly Kapoor is 50 years old. No, Kelly Kapowski. Excuse me. I said Kelly Kapoor. Kelly Kapoor from The Office. But no, Kelly Kapowski turned 50 today.
I don't know that name, do I?
Tiffany, Amber, Thiessen. From Saved by the Bell and 90210 fame? No?
Now I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
I know the actors. But I don't know, Saved by the Bell, Beverly Hills 90210. I'm not familiar with their catalog.
She was such a dime piece back in the day. Don't Google photos of her now. There's a picture I saw from the paparazzi.
Oh, really?
Of Tiffany Amber Thiessen goes to get coffee in L.A. at Starbucks without makeup on. And I looked at it five times going, that's not
her. Is that her?
I'm like, oh, wait a minute. Yes, it is her. Fuck. I hate aging. I really do.
And it's especially cruel on women, typically, by the way.
Viciously cruel. Yes. Super unfair.
It really is. There are legitimate, like, supermodels our age who now, when we were kids, were unbelievable smoke shows.
Oh, yeah.
Kelly LeBrock. Kelly LeBrock, when we were growing up, like Weird Science, she was astoundingly beautiful. Now, if I saw her in a bar and she made a move on me, I'd be like, what? Get away from me, vile creature.
You old booze hag.
Yes.
And then she's like, you do know who I was. And then you'd be like, all right, I got to make a run at this just so I can tell the boys if it happens.
Here's the thing. You wouldn't recognize her. I pull it, just quickly Google Kelly LeBrock.
Okay, I will. I don't want to.
You're right. You don't. Well, you do. You do and don't want to. I would like Kelly to LeBrock, think the morbid
current
curiosity.
Photos. Ay. It looks like an entire hive of bees stung her lips.
A series of scorpion stings. Yes.
Yeah.
To the face.
And
oh,
she's definitely geez. Up more than a few weight classes. God darn it. I hate that. Yeah. Two other things. Did you see the Delta 757 that had a wheel fall off taxiing for takeoff? Luckily, they caught it, but the air traffic control chatter is hilarious if you listen to it. These planes behind them are like, Delta 419er, your front wheel just fell off and rolled into... rolled into the median. You're going to want to probably hold on takeoff. Over. Yeah, roger that. We're calling maintenance right now. Luckily, it was still up on one wheel, but one of the two wheels just popped right off. This after a Virgin Atlantic flight was grounded because a passenger noticed missing bolts on the wing.
See, I've always been of the belief, Zabe, that the wing is really important.
That's
and
your aviation
kinda,
expertise
kinda
right
need
there.
That. Yes. Yeah, you kind of need the wing to stay attached
and
to the
plane. I want
plane.
That really screwed on good, you know?
So this is what air travel has come to now, is we're reliant on passengers to evaluate the safety because you can't count on the highly paid maintenance crews for these companies anymore.
No,
unbelievable.
It's bad. And then one more for you, and that is, file this under the worst of the worst ideas any lawmaker has proposed. A lawmaker in the state of Ohio has put forth a bill that would pay high school students to graduate. $500. So we're going to have to bribe our own kids just to graduate high school. Yes. China is laughing in our fucking faces right now. Hopefully it never becomes law.
That's what it's come to. And then, and by the way, who pays for that?
The taxpayers.
Taxpayers, right?
You and I.
We got it.
Yeah.
We're paying for that.
Right.
Come on.
I didn't get paid shit to graduate high school. My parents didn't even like give me an attaboy. It was like assumed.
No,
they assumed I would be graduating from high school.
Why wouldn't you? It's so easy, Zabe. You have to work so hard to not make it through high school and graduate that it's
they need you through for their federal grant money based on percentages.
Mm-hmm.
It's if you just show up, you'll get through. You don't even have to be nothing. Just make sure you show up and they'll be like, all right, let's give you a C-minus grade and away you go. All right, get on out there in the world. Grubhub will be calling you any minute now.
I know, right? Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
All right. Church, anything to promote on the way out the door here?
I want to promote first ballot Hall of Fame catcher Joe Mauer, elected to the Hall of Fame today.
Nice.
It'll be yesterday when people hear this. Minnesota Twin homeboy. He grew up here. You know, he was a passionate Twins fan growing up. He was a multi-sport, a dominating athlete, and then ended up with the Twins, who took him first overall in the draft, if I recall. He was either first or second.
Yeah.
And then he went on to have a Hall of Fame career and got in on the first ballot, which is kind of a big deal in baseball. Not so much football, where they're required to put in six every year. You know, in baseball, they're required to put in none. So big deal, and we're happy for Joe.
Hard to do, and how many playoffs did he appear in?
I would guess about 24 games, and he probably won three.
Yeah. It was not much of a postseason footprint. So those who are not real big baseball stands or, watch the postseason only, probably didn't see much of Joe Mauer, but congratulations, Hall of Famer, for your
Hall of Famer
Minnesota Twins. All right, Charge, as always, a great run. Thank you, sir. And we
talk
will
to
talk to you next week. See you, bud.
Bye-bye.
Beauty, eh?
Yeah, I like that.
Okay.
Okay, everyone, this record was my idea.
Get out.
It was.
You're lying.
Keith Hosehead here just sort of rid on my coattails.
Why are you doing this? It was our idea together, eh?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, okay.
We agreed to say that, but on take off.
Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today.